This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Ruzazi, welcoming you all to Tafsir Bites, Tafsir Bits. And we are with Surah Al-Isra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All right, I'm just giving a minute for more people to join, inshallah. Today is Tafsir Bites, Surah Al-Isra, giving you time to pull your notebooks, you know, get some pens ready, inshallah, to take some notes. This is a special session. You know, it's not like homemade happiness. This is a special session. We've been doing this series since Ramadan, you know, Tafsir Bites. Short, sweet tafsir, not deep tafsir, quite short, you know, but it gives you, alhamdulillah, quite a good understanding on the surahs of the Quran. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with Surah Al-Isra. Surah Al-Isra. So I'm just giving you, again, another minute for more people to join and to get ready, inshallah. Get your books, notebooks. MashaAllah, Sister Yashmin, she's always ready, always ready. That's it. Born ready. All right. Get your books. Get your pen. You know your pencils or pens ready. Surah Al-Isra. Bismillah. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. So we've been having this series, like I said, since the beginning of Ramadan, Tafsir, and we also have another series, which is, you know, at 6:00 p.m. Eastern Time, called Homemade Happiness. This Tafsir Bites is about Tafsir. It's quite different than the other series which we have. It's more for, again, very specific students who are into ilm, but this is not very deep Tafsir, as I always, you know, I've been saying. We don't go into the depth of the surahs, but I'll give you quite, you know, some understanding so that you are comfortable with the surah, inshallah ta'ala. Last couple of days ago, we were with Surah Al-Nahl, and today we are with Surah Al-Isra, a beautiful surah, amazing surah. It's number 17 in the Quran, right? In the Quran, it's surah number 17, and it has 111 verses. Surah Al-Isra has 111 verses, and it is in Juz 15. Quran has 30 Juz. Subhanallah, Surah Al-Isra is the half of the Quran, the middle of the Quran, right? The middle of the Quran, juz number 15. Let me ask you this question. Those of you now who are following me, you know, in my Tafsir Bites, you should understand what we mean by the asbab al-nuzul, you know, the reason why the surah was revealed. And I also explain the difference between a Makki surah and a Madani surah, right? The difference between a Makki surah and a Madani surah. What do you think Surah Al-Isra is? Do you think Surah Al-Isra is a Makki surah or a Madani surah? What do you people think? Surah Al-Isra, do you think it's Makki, meaning was revealed in Mecca, or is it in Medina? When do you think it was revealed? Was it revealed in Mecca or was it revealed in Medina? Brother Hassan says Mecca. MashaAllah, Brother Hassan says Mecca. And Khadija Muhammad said Mecca. Layla said Medina. And Naz Thabit says Makki. Right? Medina. Yashmin says Medina. So it's either Mecca or Medina, right? And Arif said Mecca. All right. And Munazza said Mecca. The story of the Isra, when did it happen? That story where the Prophet was ascended into when he traveled to Quds, and then from Quds he went to the Isra, you know, to the heavens, you know, where did that happen? Did it happen when the Prophet went to Medina, or did it happen when the Prophet was in Mecca? And Shazia, she says Mecca. So when do you think it happens? Just sometimes you can use your common sense, right? You know, so this story, this event, or this incident, when the Prophet was, you know, ascending into the heavens, you know, the Isra, it's called the Isra. Did it happen in Mecca or in Medina? It happened after the Hijrah or before the Hijrah? Before he was going to Medina. Mm-hmm. You should all attend my tafsir, my sira series. You should attend my sira upon the footsteps of the Prophet. The incident of the Isra happened in Mecca, not in Medina, right? This is where the Prophet, subhanAllah, you know, he was trying so much to convey that message, right? He was trying so much to convey the message, and a lot of people were not believing in him, right? Only a few people were. Prophet Muhammad, he went to Al-Ta'if. When he went to Al-Ta'if again, you know, the Ta'if, which could have been, subhanAllah, Medina, huh? If you think, because I talk about this in depth, you know, in my tips, in my Sira series. And when the Prophet went to Al-Ta'if, Al-Ta'if could have been Medina. If the people of Al-Ta'if were to host Prophet Muhammad, the Ta'if could have been Medina, but they instead of welcoming him and hosting him, they stoned him, right? The kids started throwing stones at him. And then the Prophet Muhammad came back from a Ta'if and he was heartbroken. He was heartbroken, alayhi salatu wasalam. But who believed in him? You know, the story of when he came back from a Ta'if to Mecca, the story of al-jinn happened. The story of al-jinn in Surah Al-Ahqaf. You know, when the jinn, they were wandering around, hearing about this prophet that came to earth, right? And then they believed in him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad wanted Medina, wanted Ta'if, Allah wanted Mecca. Prophet Muhammad wanted the people of Ta'if, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the jinn to embrace Islam. So as Prophet Muhammad was coming back from Ta'if to Medina, to Mecca, the jinn embraced Islam. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to comfort the Prophet, you know, because the Prophet, again, was heartbroken. He went through a lot. So he wanted to comfort him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wanted to comfort Prophet Muhammad. Then the story of Al-Isra happened in Mecca. It happened in Mecca, right? Before the Hijrah. Before the Hijrah. This is where the Prophet was ascended, and this is where the Salah was being offered, right, and revealed, when the Prophet went up into the heavens to get this beautiful gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gift of As-Salah. But initially the Salah was only in twos, because initially it was only the night prayer. The night prayer was the only Salah that was actually mandatory at the time, before the Isra. Right before the Isra, let me tell you the sequence of Salah and how it happened. It was initially, you know, only Qiyam al-Layl, the night prayer. Ya ayyuha al-muzammil, qum fa'andhir. Thumma, then Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed al-muddathir. Ya ayyuha al-muddathir, qum fa'andhir. Wa rabbaka fakabbir. So it was the night prayer. And then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they came the Isra, the story of the Isra, or the incident of the Isra, where the Prophet ﷺ was elevated, and then in there the Salah was being revealed in twos, two 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 two. Then when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ migrated to Medina, then the Salah became into, you know, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, 4, 4, 4, you know, 3 and 2. So this is the sequence of the Salah. So this story of the Isra, my brothers and sisters, happened in Mecca, not in Medina. One second, please. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All right, so the story, again, the story, my brothers and sisters, are the surah is Surah Isra, verse surah number 17. It has 111 ayah. And then 111 ayah, and it is in Juz 15. Anyways, it is also called Surah Bani Israel. It is also called Surah Bani Israel. It is also called Surah Subhan, Why? Because it starts with Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan. You know, in the Indian Pakistani Quran, in the Indian Pakistani Mus'haf, you know, it is they call it Surat Banu Israel, right? The, my brothers and sisters from India and Pakistan, right, and Bangladesh, they know this in their Quran. You know, it's not called Surat al-Isra. It is called Surat Banu Israel. You know, is that true? Is that true, brothers and sisters from Facebook and Instagram? Those of you who are from India, Pakistan, in Bangladesh. In your Quran, in your Mus'haf, it is called Surat. It is called Surat Banu Israel. It is not called Surat al-Isra, right? But it's just another name of Surat al-Isra. Why it is called Surat al-Isra? It is called Surat al-Isra because it has the it mentions or it talks about the story of al-Isra when the Prophet Muhammad was ascended into the heavens. It is called also Ben Israel. Why Ben Israel? Because the mention of the Ben Israel, right, in the surah. It was there's also mention of Ben Israel in the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. And it is called Surat Subhan because the beginning of it starts with Subhan. Subhan alladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. All right. So the fada'il of a surah, is there any benefits or any virtues of the surah? Any virtues? There is no nothing in particular. Nothing in particular about, you know, if you were to recite the surah, this and this would happen or whatnot. You will have this many rewards or whatnot. There is nothing in particular about that surah al-Isra. But it has been reported, although it is maybe not too authentic, wallahu alam, but it is reported in some hadith that the Prophet Muhammad used to read that surah before going to sleep. He used to read surah Bani Israel and surah al-Zumar, you know. He used to read Surah Banu Israel and Surah Az-Zumar before going to sleep. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right. The mawqi' al-surah, we said it is surah, it's Makki surah. It is a Makki surah. And in terms of the tertib, like where it is located in terms of the revelation, you know, we have 114 surahs in the Quran. 114 surahs. Surah Al-Isra is what number? Surah Al-Isra is number 49. Surah Al-Isra is number 49. Just so you can remember. It was revealed right after Surah Al-Qasas and before Surah Yunus. Before Al-Qasas and after Al-Qasas and before Surah Yunus, right? So 49. Although in the Quran, in the Mus'haf is number 17, but in terms of its revelation, it is number 49. What are the asbab? What are the reasons or the asbab of a nuzul? You know, the asbab in nuzul, there's something that has to do with the with Ben Israel, with Yahud. So there's altogether about six reasons why the surah was revealed. Altogether, there's about six reasons why this surah was revealed. Some of them have to deal with Banu Israel, yani al-Yahud, and some about the story of al-Isra, where the Prophet Muhammad was ascended. And the surah started, my brothers and sisters, the introduction of the surah. The surah starts with الثناء, with praise. Why? Because it starts with سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا. Praise be to the one who ascended his slave in, you know, in the midst of the night. ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. So the beginning of the surah or the introduction of the surah is a praise. It starts with سبحان الذي. It starts with تسبيح. The content or the subject of the surah. This is why I said this tafsir, we call it tafsir bites, because it's not deep, but it is not light either. We give you the gold. I give you what you need to understand so that you can be comfortable when you read the surah or when the imam reads it, and then you can, you know, when you're praying and the imam reads it, you will understand a little bit about the surah. You'd be comfortable with it. You know, it may not give you the full understanding of it, because I don't go deep into it, but give you enough for you to understand the meaning of the surah and its reason why it was revealed, where, when, how, and all that, inshallah ta'ala. It is split into two sections. Mostly these two sections deal with the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'am means the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, brothers and sisters, you watch your language. I don't allow any foul language in my lectures, my sessions, in my social media. Anybody who uses any foul language, he's out. Even that language as the fertilizer, right? That fertilizer word, it is not allowed in my sessions, right? So please watch what you say. If not, then you're going to be blocked in my pages, and you'll never be able to access and join me again, inshallah. So please watch what you say. We here, subhanAllah, as Muslims trying to learn about the deen, especially the session here, we're trying to learn about the Quran. Imagine, we're trying to learn about Qalallah, the Quran, right? So watch what you say and watch what comes out from you. So just that's on the side. Go back to the surah, my brothers and sisters. The first session of the surah, the first section, I said two sections. The surah is split into two sections. The first section starts from verse number 1 to verse number 69. Verse number 1 to verse number 69. And it starts with Subhan. Subhan alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this first section also talks about the ni'mat al-hidayah. A lot of his blessings. And one of the blessings of Allah, the blessing of guidance. The blessings of guidance. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jalla is guiding us through the Quran. Through the book, his Quran. Because this Quran is meant to be guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And Musa was given the book. And what book was Musa given, brothers and sisters? A question to you. What book, Musa, what was his revelation? His book. What was his book? What was his revelation? What is it called? What is it called? Musa's revelation. The Torah. Zakla khair naz. It is the Torah. The Torah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And Musa has been given this kitab. It's called kitab again, the book, just like the Quran is called kitab. The Torah is also called al-kitab. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Why? Because this kitab has huda, has guidance to Banu Israel, to the children of Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to this Quran, the book of Allah azza wa jalla, Allah azza wa jalla is talking about his blessings, and one of his blessings is the book, the Quran, you know, for us or for mankind, and then but for Musa particularly was the Torah. With regard to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshiru al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. It is a means of guidance. This Quran, this book, is a means of guidance. Means of guidance. Now it's a means of guidance. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمِلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. And then he gives glad tidings to the believers that they shall have a great reward from their Lord. That they shall have a great reward from their Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks more about his blessings, and then he reminds us in the first section again of Surah Al-Isra, which I mentioned initially from verse number 1 to verse number 69, he also reminds us about the hereafter, about Al-Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Whosoever wants or seeks the Akhirah, seeks the ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. This is beautiful. This is amazing. This is, in fact, very, very the clue. Not that you just want al-akhirah, but you don't make an effort to it. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. You can just say, I'm a believer, but you don't pray. You can just say, I'm a believer, you don't wear hijab. You can just say, I'm a believer, and you don't fast Ramadan, and you don't give sadaqah. You just can't say, I'm a believer, and you don't read the Quran. No. You say that you're a believer, but you have to act upon your belief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And he struggles towards it. He makes an effort towards it. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Those, their efforts shall be rewarded, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Their effort shall be rewarded. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the same section something about the parents. Verse number 23. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about His oneness, and in parallel to His oneness, He talks about parents. This is in Surah Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّانِ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you worship not but Him, and that you be good to your parents, and that you be kind to your parents, and that you honor your parents. And after that, after Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the parents, He talks about certain guidelines or guidance or certain rules, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشَّةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. This is verse number 31. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشَّةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Sisters and brothers, I truly believe in this ayah. I truly believe in this ayah. Verse number 31 in Surah Isra. What does it say? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and don't kill your children off of fear. Fear of what? Allah says, we provide them and we provide you. So don't kill your children. And what does that mean, kill your children? Sometimes people, they want to conduct, you know, the, what do they call it? Where they have to drop down their babies. What do they call that? وَلَا تَقْتُلَ أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْتَ إِمْلَاقِ. They cause... what is that process, sisters? I forgot it. You know, when they, it kills their children because it's a fear of poverty. But what's that process of killing the children? Abortion. Yes, yes, Zakallah khair, abortion. I don't know what my mind is. It just, subhanAllah, was not focused to other, but it's abortion. Abortion in Islam has its rules, right? Abortion in Islam has rules, right? We're not going to get into the fiqhi, you know, matters of an abortion, you know, of the ruling of it. But it has rules in Islam where it is allowed and where it becomes haram. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, and don't kill your children, you know, off of fear. Fear that you may provide for them, because you may say, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that, I'm busy with, you know, I won't be able to provide for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّهُمْ. We provide you and we provide them. So it is Allah who provides. This is why I said, I truly believe in this ayah. I truly believe in this ayah, really. You know, when your daughter comes, when your son comes, when your baby comes, work comes. And this is something I witnessed myself. This is something I experienced myself. For years, I couldn't have a job until my first baby came. She came with a job, and she came with a house, and she came with an apartment, with a car. Three things Allah gave me when my first baby came. When my first baby came, alhamdulillah, I got a very good job, you know, as a developer, you know, and then Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with a better, alhamdulillah, condo, and then a car on top of that. And then my son came. When my son came, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with a better job, way better, and a better house. And then when my other daughter came in, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with another job, way better than all of them, plus another amazing house, and so on and so forth. I believe in this ayah. Wallahi, I do. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّهُمْ. We bless, we provide you and we provide them. Allah Azza wa Jalla says also in the same surah, in the same section, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. All these are rulings Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving in Surah Al-Isra, the first section. All these are rulings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and don't speak in vain. Don't just talk in vain. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ. The hearing, the basar, the eyesight, right? The eyesight. Everything you shall be held responsible and accountable for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Then he says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And don't walk on earth with arrogance. Don't walk on earth with... You see how, you know, these guidelines Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving? Don't do this, do this, don't do that, do that, don't do this. This is what the Quran is all about. Subhanallah. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And don't walk on earth with such arrogance. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. You won't be able to you know, like cause the earth to split asunder, nor you won't be able to reach the mountains. So walk in modesty and be modest. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. Then the second section of Surah Isra start from verse number 70 to verse number 111, which is the end of the surah. Right? From verse number 70 to verse number 111. You know, this is the second section. I said the first section of Surah Isra start from verse number 1 to verse number 69. And then section number 2 starts from verse number 70 to the end of the surah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, you know, the honoring the son of Adam. Honoring Banu Adam. Adam and the children of Adam. You know, in many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Where is it? تَكْلِيمُ بَنِي آدَمَ تَكْلِيمُ النَّبِيِّ الْحَقِّ.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا.
And we have honored the children of Adam, Banu Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ. My brothers and sisters, look at this. Look at this. You see, just so you can see a little bit of how Allah Azza wa Jalla has honored us human beings. You know, if you look at animals, animals walking, most of them, they walk on those, you know, those some that walk on 4 feet, right? Some that walk on their bellies. Subhanallah, you know, and you as a son of Adam, you walk on 2 feet and then you're high, right? The other ones, they walk on 4 feet, and then when they want to eat or drink or whatnot, they have to go down, subhanAllah. Whereas you are standing, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah has honored you. Has honored you with so many things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels from light. He created jinn from fire. He created beings from the purest thing on earth. He created us from the purest element on earth. And that purest element on earth is dust. The soil. Right? Earth. Earth is the, you make wudu with earth. You make tayammum. You know, when there's no water to make wudu, you use the earth, right, to make tayammum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with the most cleanest, purest element on earth, which is earth, the soil. And then, this is one of how he honored us, and he made us vicegerent, khalifa fil ard. He made us his vicegerent on earth. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a big responsibility, brothers and sisters, on our shoulder. Allah did not create us in vain. We are the son of Adam. We have a responsibility. We have a mission to accomplish, my brothers and sisters. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. And we have honored the son of Adam. You are honorable. Allah has honored you. So sisters and brothers, listen to what I'm going to say right now. Listen. Don't disgrace yourself. Don't disgrace yourself.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ ومنهم من يمشي على رجلين ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Still in Surah Al-Isra, Allah is talking about the creation of this an'am, of the animals. Some they walk on their bellies, some on 2 feet, some on 4. But Allah Azza wa Jal has honored us, son of Adam. Don't disgrace yourself. Then in the second section, Allah Azza wa Jal also talks about Fir'aun and he denying the ni'am of Allah, denying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not believing, you know, the message of Musa alayhi salam, and how was the end of Banu Israel. This is all in the end of the Surah Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And we gave Musa nine signs, one after another. Amongst those signs, the stick, the staff. Amongst the signs, the Nile turning into blood. Amongst the signs, the coming of locusts. Amongst the sign, the splitting of the ocean asunder. These are all signs, right? So altogether, nine signs. But Fir'aun did not believe in any of the signs. And then at the very end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبله إذا يتلى عليهم يخرون للأذقان سجدا.
It is your choice at the very end. Allah is saying this. It is your choice at your end. Because Surah Al-Isra, at the very end, it ends with a sujood. It ends with an ayah that has sujood in it. And that ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say, O Muhammad, tell them, believe or don't believe. It's their choice. But those who receive that knowledge from before, when this book is been recited upon them, they know, they understand it, they know. So what do? They go back into sujood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that this words or this wordings that is in the book, you know, be it the Quran, be it the Torah, be it the Injil, it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So they make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends, my brothers and sisters. This is how Allah ends Surah Al-Isra. This is the end of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. You know, inshallah ta'ala, next week on Monday, we will move to another surah, Surah Al-Kahf, that comes right after Surah Al-Isra. So just a quick recapitulation of Surah Al-Isra, my brothers and sisters. We said that Surah Al-Isra is Surah number 17 in the Quran. It has 111 ayah. It has 111 ayah, and it is in Juz 15. So it is in the middle of the Quran, subhanAllah. The middle of the Quran, and it is a Mekki surah, right? It's a Mekki surah, meaning that the surah was revealed in Mecca, right? Surah was revealed in Mecca. It's called Surah Al-Isra. It is also called Surah Bani Israel and Surah Subhan, because it starts with the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is, you know, it is split into two main sections. And the topic, the main topic of the surah, or the subject of the surah, talks about the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It talks about the ni'am, meaning the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Al-Mi'in. It is from Al-Mi'it, not As-Sab' Al-Mathani. Sab' Al-Mathani are only seven. As-Sab' Al-Mathani are the, you know, Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, you know, Al-Ma'idah, Al-A'raf, Surah Bara'a, At-Tawba. You know, these are the Surah Al-Isra. But these Surah Al-Isra, it is considered to be from Al-Mi'in, because it's only 111. So just a little bit over 100 verses. So it is from Al-Mi'in, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Brothers and sisters, this is the, again, Tafsir Bites. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Next week, inshallah ta'ala, we'll move to another surah, Surah Al-Kahf, the cave. Another amazing, beautiful surah. It has a lot of great, you know, meanings and a lot of great guidelines and advice, inshallah ta'ala. And then I hope to meet you all, inshallah ta'ala, later on at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for Homemade Happiness. That's another series, inshallah ta'ala, happening at 6 o'clock again p.m. Eastern time. Homemade Happiness, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time. So 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time is, inshallah ta'ala, for another session, but this is a different session, Homemade Happiness. All right. Jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Those of you who came in late, we're done. This session is saved on and recorded on Facebook, on YouTube. On Instagram, it will be there under IGTV, so you can watch it under that TV. You know, if you came in late, you can always go back and watch it. We were with Surat Al-Isra. Barakallahu fikum, jazakum Allah khair. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.